I'm not sure what I can say that hasn't already said about the police shooting in New York. So we'll let you continue reading stories and have your thoughts and prayers for the officer's family. But what I can say is something that I've said many, many, many times before, is the men and women who wear the uniform across the world, who go out and put their lives on the line for you, many times at very poor pay, very limited benefits. It's a taxing job. It's hard in the mind. It's hard in the body. It's hard in the relationship. But it's a job that once you get into your blood, it's very hard to get rid of. And it's those type of people, the dedicated people. Sure, they're bad cops. The bad ones are there. But 99.9% of them are good. And they put their lives on the line every day for you. And I'll keep saying that over and over again. And when you hear about an officer losing their life in the United States or Canada or wherever, it just rips your heart out. Because you know that they were out there doing good. And evil wins in that case. But in the case of good versus evil, you can't let evil win all the time. The judges, the police chiefs, the municipal mayors, the politicians out there, support your cops. Don't go after them because they didn't dot one I or cross one T just correctly, okay? Because there's too many rights for the bad people and not enough rights for the victims and those officers that are out there. Yes, they have a job to do and a system to follow, but I dare you, or I challenge you, to go try it for a day and then see what you think. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.